In prayers, our Father, we continue your presence. We come again with humble hearts. We come by the blood of Jesus. Father, we come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Lubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the privilege that we have at this time to listen to your word. Pray that the entrance of your word will give light, give understanding to us in Jesus' name. Grant us the grace of a humble heart, of a heart simple before you. We pray that a clear channel be created and maintained in the heavenlies, to which more than enough of the life and the power of God flows, so that the word of God will be ministered with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. As I share, recap briefly, and as the brethren will be asking questions, both on-site and online, Father, let there be honesty, let there be humbleness of heart, let there be transparency of heart, let there be lowliness, Father, let there be truth, Father, so let there be communication, that Father may confirm that indeed your word will have a free course, your word will be glorified. We are not ignorant of the device of the enemy against the effectual interaction, delivery, and receiving of the word. And so, under the covering of our fathers, in unity with my brethren, we come against every foul spirit of deception, of dishonesty, of fear, of unbelief, spirit of intimidation, of offense, of weariness, infirmities, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out, destroy your works with this time, bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Every stronghold of immorality, of fear, of weariness, of offense, every position taken contrary to your word in the lives of your people, we cast you out. We bring you down. We destroy works with this time, bind you. Break your hold over our heart, body, and circumstances in Jesus' name. Father, let your name be glorified to the praise and glory of your name. And we, your people, let us be blessed, transformed, edified, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you, Father, because you answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. Amen. So for those on Mixlr, we'll be having an interactive session in the next 20 minutes. So if you have questions, please put it on the chat box so that we can share the questions. I don't know, here, even if we have questions, you can also write it down. Maybe later, Bro Precious will collect and then we can answer people's questions. Praise the Lord. So, last week, it's Valentine's season. From the beginning, he made them male and female. Praise the Lord. So, we started with the scriptures. I don't know why she's just on my mind since I took the mic. Sarah? Okay. Now, some years ago, Sarah was a faithful attendee of Zion City Fellowship. Master's student. That's when I first knew you now. Master's, single, spirit, intercession. Praise the Lord. But after some of this, she will draw me and say, sir, I want to see you. What is it? Is this brother? We can't do anything from the truth. It's only if I'm saying what's not true that you should just raise up your hand and say, sir, that one is not true. I want to say only the things that are true. Okay? Sir, is this brother? Okay, I didn't say I didn't hear, but once he's a brother, define your limits for him. Even though I know him, I don't trust him. Abi, didn't I say so? Define your limits. Don't let him come and start saying he wants to pray for you. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I came to have a prayer of agreement. Let him know the limits. And so we are praying.
And then tell him to come and see me. He can't be bold enough to want to come to your room to come and pray with you that he won't come and tell me. So then he came and he started. Okay, I want to know where's the beginning? Where did this start from? Maybe he didn't know that part. Then he told us how everything started from his mind and everything I believe. No, brothers are good in conjuring scriptures together. But we have passed through that level before. So when we see scriptures being conjoined together, I just smile. I said, no problem. Just keep praying. We are praying. Just know that it doesn't end with us. Pastor Lau left it. I've told him. It doesn't end with us. So we are going to take it up. Pastor G will hear. And then to get to mommy and uncle. So just be patient. Praise the Lord. And now the Serena has beautiful ring in her hand. Then on her wedding day, I don't know whether it's the wedding day or the night before the wedding, she did a personal video of dedication of her love to the man. If it's a lie, right? Raise up your hand now. I'm just saying the truth. Praise the Lord. So it became from Sarah and Okweto, from the beginning God made them male and female. Praise the Lord. And many of us were at the wedding. Father and mother released her. Father and mother released him. And now they are an independent nation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's like that. Scripture says from the beginning, he made them male and female. And last week, we talked about the fact that God created man. God made man. And God formed man. Praise the Lord. We said that everything was part of creation, but technically each one had his different. Creation is everything God created. Let there be. Let there be. He speaks it and it comes to pass. That's God's creation. So when he said he created man in his own image, male and female created he them and called them Adam. That's the spirit. Praise the Lord. And he now formed man from the dust. And then I put the spirit in the made man. Praise the Lord. A made man. And we now tease the difference between the spirit, male and female, that he called Adam, which is the spirit. And that when God now has now made man, that one there was male. Amen. And we showed that all other animals existed, male and female, but only Adam remained alone. But with specific instructions. Do this, guide this, tender this. And Bible says that God brought all the animals he has made and told Adam to name them. And whatever Adam called it, that was the name. So there was a relationship between God and Adam. There was creative power in Adam. Praise the Lord. There was transparency. That's God's love. It's God's creation. But Adam remained alone in that God's love state. And God now said, it's not good. Pastor always tells us that marriage was never man's idea. Adam didn't say, God, why am I alone? It's God who said, you're not good like this. Amen. And God caused a deep sleep. Remember that scripture? To come upon Adam, comma, and he slept. Amen. We beg some brothers, when they say they've seen the sister, I say, okay, I didn't say you didn't see, but go and sleep. Go and sleep. Just chill out a bit, and they can't sleep. It's not easy. I've been there before. But sleep is not even enough. What did God give Adam? Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Amen. And really, sometimes we need it. We need it. You know, just chill out. You are not going to make a right choice the way you are now. You are not going to make a right choice. You need to be debriefed. It's a military word. That means everything that you face that you have known before, you count it as not. You need to be debriefed. You say, and God caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam. And he slept. He could have struggled in sleep. You know why you struggle in sleep? You believe your own opinion. Amen. You are not ready to surrender your opinion.
So as you are chilling off, you are struggling. Amen. Let me just tell you generally, even above marriage, be honest to yourself when you are struggling. That thing will help you. You just, this decision, I'm struggling with it. I'm fighting peace. Be honest with yourself. You may not be able to tell anybody. But tell yourself that, can I make this far-reaching decision? Because I'm struggling with it. Amen. That's a deep sleep that you are not sleeping. But Adam slept. Amen. And Bible now says, and the Lord brought the woman unto him. Amen. Guys, it's a pity many of them are not here because they don't like learning. It's their problem. It's really a guy's problem. When you are talking marriage, counseling, they don't believe. Well, what do they want to tell me? May God have mercy on you. You don't know nothing. The women who know far more keep learning. The men who know nothing don't come and learn. It's a reality we face in society. They don't believe they can be counseled. They don't believe they can be instructed. They don't believe they know it because it's a man. No. Because the truth is, you are going to meet many women in your lives from 18-20. You are going to meet many women, but you have to now know the one God brought to you. It's a life lesson. It's a life lesson. And God brought the woman unto Adam. You will meet many. But you need that honesty of heart to know that this one is a passing phase. But you know that this one, God brought this one. Praise the Lord. Even me that I don't have natural daughter. So many, since I'm a teacher, many children passed. But there are some, I know God brought this one as a daughter to my life. So I take the responsibility of a father. I take it. So sometimes I do some things, but I just can't run away. You just know that this one didn't, you know the one that is passing. When they do this, but there are some, you know, God brought this one as a daughter to your life. There's no escape. There's no escape. You have to stand up as a father. So, same thing. God brought the woman to Adam. Maybe Adam was lucky that I was the first, but for us, we are in multiple choice questions, and only one is the answer. Only one is the answer. Many will come in your way, but you have to know, this is the one God sent. And when Adam saw, he said, this one, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Praise the Lord. So, there are many. They are nice people. They are lovely people. They are great people. But it's not the bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. It's, I know, because when it's male and female, it's romantic, but it's simple truth. You see, somebody is an actor or an architect. Actor is in Nollywood, from Nollywood, went to act in Hollywood, and go. Great career, 40, 50 years, lot of money. I look at it, nice man, great career, but that's not my career. There's no envy about it. I can't do what, that is life that he took. It's not a life I could have taken. There's nothing wrong in it, though. Architects, so let me even leave, maybe when I say actor now, people may be thinking, an architect, successful, and maths is doing every day. And design, that's not my life. It's not my life. Praise the Lord. So it's that simple. Great lady, beautiful. That's not bone of my bone. It's just simple honesty. It's not bone of my bone. It's not flesh. I remember growing up, I said, that lady, you are good friends. What's happening? I said, that,
She's a great lady. In short, the person that will marry her, I really will envy the person. But that's not my wife. It's not. It's not. I know that. And there are some in which maybe I didn't want to know it. God showed up and said, back off from that girl. That's not your path. Ah. Move back. Praise the Lord. These are realities. Because if we are not truthful and we are not honest, we will be righteous people, God-loving, but going to terrible mistakes. I've said it here before. I have seen some people enter into some serious moral troubles. They are not wayward. They were just careless. And when it comes to male and female, you can't afford to be careless. You can't afford to be careless. Unless you will fall deeper than wayward people. I was young when one lady, were two guys, myself and Norua, all youths in our 20s. So we're talking about either a brother or a sister. So whether if it was a brother, his fiancée got pregnant. And they are not married. Or if it was a sister, she got pregnant. So Norua was saying, how can I allow that to happen? So I can't remember who. What. So the lady, we're in the car. The lady said, she just didn't talk. No, that's why I need to listen to ladies. If it's just two of us, we'll be talking our own masculine talk. The lady just said, you see the unbeliever lady. Many times can't get into that problem. She has her condoms in her purse. She has taken her shots. But it is the Christian who only knows life scriptures and coming to pray. We'll just stray into a party and get into a problem. That's what I'm saying. Carelessness sometimes can get you into deeper problems than wayward people. And that's why when you're a Christian and you want to stand on a particular path, if it's that path you want to stand, you have to stand fully. You have to stand fully. You can't do it. It's just, the devil is a set of guy. He's a set of guy. So when you are righteous and everything, but you are simple, he knows. He knows. It's coming for the setup. So if you know, it's the Christian part I want to stay. It's the God part I want to do. When it comes to male, female, you can't be careless. I have one daughter. I have a daughter in the house. She was a student, and I think it was many years ago. In short, two of them have been like this. They now had IT opportunity in the U.S. So they are still students in U.I., but maybe an opportunity 3 months and go. So I told her, I said, I'm busy, but before you travel, we must talk. So I think our phone call, she was in the airport already. I said, you are going to the U.S. Which school? University of this. Fine. Let me just warn you. Number one, never be ashamed that you're a Christian. Don't cover it. I didn't say you should flaunt it on them. But things will always come up. Don't forget your Christian identity. Don't hide it at all. Hold it strong. Number two, you see where we are going? Me, I've worked in the U.S. for maybe a total of 1.5 years. Where you are going, naturally they are promiscuous people. From their 12-year-old, when they see a new lady in the block, everybody wants the new lady. They don't, now that they are 22, they don't want their self. They know everything about, they have been promiscuous together. So when a new lady lands, everybody wants that new one. So be very careful. And number three, this is just a direct warning. If peradventure, there's a class party or anything, you go somewhere to a restaurant, be in 100% control of anything you are drinking. If you leave any drink, you turn back, don't drink it again. They will spike your drink.
and you become unconscious. Rape is the lifestyle there. And the lady will just keep quiet. No warning. That's what. Don't be careless. Obviously, she's not wayward. I was brought up here. Obviously, I know that. But I know what carelessness can do. We are talking male, female now. Don't be careless. Don't be careless. It's something. A young lady in church. I think she's now like 21, but this was like 18. It was those strike periods. She's finished secondary school. It's a long time to enter university. So I think she was doing maybe fashion or something near the church. Real life story. And then maybe at break time, she comes to church. She come and pray. 18, 19. But she saw that one guy was stalking her. This is not another church. I'm talking of this church. And then one day, cornered her. This church. See how much he liked her. He has been thinking about her, looking over her shoulders. Ah, fear gripped her. Definitely. She reported to her mom. So her mom called me. So I called her. I said, don't come to church alone to pray. Yeah, you look spiritual. For you, it's careless. They strike everywhere. It's quiet. And I just walk. No, don't do that. Don't say it's church. Ah! If you don't have another friend that is coming with you, don't come alone to pray. Be very careful. And I told her, and you see, you are facing reality. I can imagine when you are 13, 14, you are looking forward to puberty, to becoming a beautiful lady. All your body showing, there are consequences. There are consequences to maturity. You are seeing one now. You didn't do anything. You are just coming. But the guy has been stalking you. He has been seeing you. He has been eyeing you. It's a consequence of your maturity. It has consequences. So these are realities. From the beginning, and you know, we talked last week. All this education is to help us appreciate that male and female are different. When God said he made them male and female, he just saying he made them different. That statement is he made them with attraction. But yet, we have to now understand the sensitivity of that difference and attraction. If you just think it's a male, it's also a human being. You have been too simple. You have been too simple. A guy greets you. Fellow guy greets you. Then a lady smiles at you and uses an eyelid to greet you. And you think that's also like the normal that the boy greeted you. You are being naive. You are being naive. Maybe you've not read in the Bible where he warned you that don't let her take you with the eyelid. Because you have muscles. She doesn't have anything. No, and she has eyelid. Don't let us talk of the other ammunition she has. But at eyelid alone, you're already vulnerable. Samson with all the muscles, armies could not withhold him. But it took only one person to shoot Samson down. So these are serious issues. And what is it? Samson was just careless. Samson is like typical 21st century guys. They believe it's a guy's world. It's powerful. If he wants this woman, no problem, uncle. But that became his death. It's not downfall, it's death. Couldn't live his life to fullness. Couldn't fulfill his destiny. All the promises God had on him, cut short. So, let's be careful. Let's be very careful. Carelessness and naivety has brought some people to pregnancy. In that naivety of trouble and being confused, drove them to abortion. Some drove them to death at the abortion table. Christians. Christians. So once there is fire, you need to be told it will cook food, though, but it will burn you. Nothing will stop fire. Nothing. Fire has its place. We won't say because it can burn that there will be no more fire. There will be fire. But they just need to be educated that this same fire can cook food. But this same fire can burn the house. So how do I navigate the fire? But not to know that there is fire. You are not educating yourself. From the beginning, he made them male and female. And Adam was excited. And that's the code from the beginning. When the female appears, there's excitement. Like I told you last time, females are the flowers of humanity. If you are going from Ife to Ilesha or Ibadan to Ife, and you are passing through the highway, it's all green. Then probably you take a bend, and then all those trees have white lilac flowers. You suddenly just know you saw something. Because the green was just normal. That male are the green. The grass, I'm up in grass, leaves. they are the leaves. So you just pass by. Yeah, well, fine. It's not a desert. But when you just see white and lilac flower, you know you saw something. Praise the Lord. And it's the green that will bear the heat of sunlight and go and pick nutrients from the roots, go through photosynthesis for the flower to blossom. That's the design, no? That is the design. The flower doesn't go through photosynthesis, it is the leaves for the flowers to blossom. For the flowers to blossom. I grew up with two sisters after me. Home was boring because I was a restless boy growing up. I just wanted action. I would put two stools and do high jump in the sitting room. Now that kind of person. I'll play ball in the room. So the two sisters, when they join you and make a mistake, and you say, why did you not hit them? When they, and dad said, what happened? He hit me. Then they will beat me. Ah. Then it was like, which kind of... So the home was a... Once I come back from school, do my own work, it's let's just go out and go and meet my the boys. Home was not... Ah! My sisters were very soft. And you must not blow them. You must not push them. When you do that, daddy will beat you. Ah. So, and I was restless. So, I grew up with that mentality that, what's special about women? This is that, go and carry her. She should go and carry her own. And that thing was following me. One day, when university, went to do TDB reading. And I went with, like, a cousin of mine, about a year, two, older than me. Wanted, but she now wanted to go to the hostel. I said, okay, me too, I'm going to Indy. So, then, there was no water. She came to fetch water, so carried like a 10-liter keg. And I was walking, and she was walking with the water. And then, when we now walked away, she now said, won't you carry? I said, is it my water? Why should I carry your water? But that was that naivety. But as I grew older, I was, those were bad things I did. They were very bad. Lady is special. I should have carried the water. But they are just naive. Just naive. That's why I say, and those are the guys, when you call them to meetings for counseling, they say they know it all. They won't come. They won't come. They are different. From the beginning, he made them male and female. They are different. Then we looked at Peter. He said, husband, give honor to the wife. As unto the weaker vessel. And I said, you are supposed to be honoring those who are up. No, but the Bible knows what it's saying. Give honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel. And he put the checkmate there. You are joint heirs to the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. How about the revelation? Be spiritual. Once you and your wife are in strife, is blocked. So you think, ordinary woman, your prayers will not be answered.
Say, God has tapered the weak things, part of the body, and make sure it is what you call uncomely. And make sure that uncomely parts are well covered. God takes care of the weak and defends them. He gave you the strength, oh, but he now decided to take care of the weak. So understand the balance of God. The man was made first. And the Bible said it. For Adam was first. And I linked it with scripture that says, God has set some in the church first apostles. So that Adam was first. It's not a joking statement. So God has set some in the church first apostles. So the male has a role in God's earth, being the first man, first human. He has the muscles, he has the strength, he has the foresight, he has the leadership. But God now balanced it. The woman is last, and God reserves the best for the last. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So God has balanced it. God has balanced it. So, I'm rounding up. Three things. Agape, philia, eros. God's love. The love of God. That's agape. That's what Adam had alone when there was no Eve. Praise the Lord. Was made in the image and likeness. He had that God's love. Then God now brought Eve, and there was likeness immediately. Praise the Lord. You will always like many people, but you must love everybody with God's love. Praise the Lord. You must love everybody with God's love. But there are some people you like, is God's love plus the extra man. It's like you love all children, but this is your child. There is a responsibility that God puts with you. There's a responsibility of friendship that you have with some people in addition to God's agape love. Praise the Lord. But when Adam said, this is born, God now said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they will be born one flesh. That's sexual love, eros. You love all, you are friends with some, sexual love with one. It will just guide you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture cannot be broken. No. God's love is for everybody. Friendship love is for some people. Eros love is for one person. Better guide your steps quickly from your youth. In short, this is one of the things. This is what will really mean. Say, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember these scriptures in the days of your youth. It saves you a lot. A lot. I'll close in 5 minutes and talk to the guys. So let me turn to all these funny green leaves. These funny green leaves. The society is against you. That's the truth, though. They're against you. You know why? I told you my own example now. Purely, I just love to be active. But if you go and overreach with your hand and hit your sister, they will now beat you. So you can see, I just saw that this setup was against me. Praise the Lord. Because my father, as much as he loved me and I was his first son and we are bearing the same name, he needed to defend the weak. It's his job to my sisters. Okay? So guys, you go out into the world. Some are wearing net. Not dress, so it's dress, but it's net. And yet, you must keep your control. But they wore that net to keep you out of control. You see billboards with people half naked. It's all pressure against the male. But yet, you must maintain your self-control. If you like, go and grab somebody because she was seducing you. You will go to jail. I'm just telling you. You won't say it was addressing that cause. Nobody will hear that. I'm just telling you. So you are the one that have the responsibility to take, maybe close your eyes, take your neck away, run away, or better still, run and bind the devil. I'm just telling you, that's the setup. And many times, the aggression, male has the aggression, but the excess aggression we see in society is, and it's no excuse, that's what I'm saying, nobody will excuse the male. It's a build-up of the aggression of society. Half-naked people everywhere. But yet, you can't say that they are the one that pushed you. Eh? Nobody wants to hear that. You must have the control. And I have news for you. They've just started. They have just started. They have just started. So start to have that responsibility of controlling your thoughts and your action very early in life. Very early in life. There is no excuse. Society doesn't excuse you. I don't think God too will excuse you. You have to be in control of yourself. Learn that quickly. That scripture may be released for the male. Wherewithal shall a young man keep his ways? Cleanse his ways. It's the man. Wherewithal, and I like it, young man, is you. By taking heed to thy word. Say, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It's a design, no? It's coding. I said it last week. When the female appears, there is a part of your system. This is not even spiritual. It's biology. There's a part of your system that starts to spike. Not to talk of when she comes half-dressed. Then you now have a second part of your system, which is self-will or self-control. So even that brain, thank God I'm a brain scientist, in your brain and nerve system, there is a part that works automatically, whether you want to say, it's simple. Let me give you an example. When you are sleeping, your liver is secreting. Your stomach is digesting. You have no say over it. It's an automated control. Okay? It's an automated. Likewise, when a female shows up, there is an automation that goes on. But there's also a part of you that is a part in which you decide how it goes. Like you decide, I want to look left. It's a decision. So you move your head. So you need to work more. Start to discipline that part of your self-control part. Then co-opt God and his word to strengthen that self-control. Because if you go to that self-control without God, it will only work a while. Oh, it's not strong enough for a woman who says, I will get you. For Joseph, self-control would not have worked. That one was, the woman said, it is you. It is you. You are gone. And when a woman says you are gone, only heaven can come to your rescue. I'm just telling you. Only heaven can come to your rescue. So start to be discipline yourself. There are some things you won't look at. Are you listening to me, guys? There's something you don't look at. Don't put your eyes there. Take your eyes away. It's vanity. It's just real issues, but it will take you nowhere. So always be conscious. You are watching TV. There are some things. Change the channel. Don't put your eyes on those things. Take the control. There are some that will be walking on the road. Don't look at them. You will have seen them, but quickly take your eyes away. Discipline yourself. It's how to start to train yourself. It's training. If you don't train yourself, don't think you will just change. We have entered a very mobile world now. Husband, wife, the office will say, they are sending your wife somewhere for 3 months. They are sending you somewhere for 2 months. A lot of mobility is happening in workplace now. You have to go for this conference. You have to go for this training. So if you think you will stay with your wife all the rest of your life so that you will not have any problem, it doesn't work. Start to train yourself on self-control. Okay? Don't spoil your Christian testimony. You don't disgrace your wife. You don't disgrace your children. You don't disgrace your pastor. I'm just telling you the way the world is going. And really, I feel pity for you. Pastor Libby once said, he said, I just don't know how the guys exist nowadays. He said it. He said it several times. I don't know how you exist. Because the world is full. People want to shoot you down. That's the reality. That's the reality. So, guys, read the word. Bind the devil. Set your will. Those are the tools you need in the world. The Bible says, Paul was telling Timothy, treat the younger women. Because Timothy was pastor and unmarried. We have 15 new lecturers in my faculty now. They just employed them. And I've only one. One is unmarried. I called him. You are not married. How old are you in your next birthday? They say 28. Do you have somebody say yes? I say, ah. Because you are putting yourself in danger. You face 300 level class. 18, 19, 20 year old girls unmarried. You are a target. Many of them don't want to read, but they want to pass. And you're on 20 something unmarried. They are going to come after you. I know the ladies don't like it. That's what happens. I was unmarried when I got to class. So I know, and the world was thinner when I got to class than now. Now the world has gone bonkers. Gone bonkers. So, Paul told Timothy, treat the younger women as sisters with all purity. Because the lady that her backside is shaking or her front side is intimidating and is your younger sister, there's a way you will think. That's what it was now encouraging Timothy. Treat the younger women as sisters with all purity. But it's training. If you don't train yourself, you won't be able to do it. Because at the end, I told you, it's only one that belongs to you. In all of them, that all the things shaking all over the place, it's only one that is your own. Okay? Let me end with this, guys. This thing is a lot to talk about. I will end now. That lady that is pretty, and she is pretty, lovely smile, nice eyelids, intimidating front size, chest level, shaking quarters, intimidating. And your friend is just laughing. He doesn't know what we go through. Thank you. He doesn't know what we go through. Intimidating credentials. But let me warn you, some of them are nasty. Very nasty. Intolerant. They don't forgive. They don't manage. They will drive you to hell to go and bring the money out. So when you are now making a choice on who will be your close friend, finally, who will you get? Just know that all these front size and back size and smile will not cut it. Stop using that as your credential to choose someone. Stop using it. It will always be part of it. But that's not your main credential. That's why you take time to be friends with people. Try, if they are really your friends, warn them about habits that they have. Even if they end up, they may never end up to be your wife. You can't continue with this kind of nasty behavior. As a friend, tell the person, you're going to have problems if you are doing like this. Because really, when we now talk of the marriage, every young guy like this one, when I tell him, marriage is really at the end about friendship, he doesn't believe me. He may pretend he believes me, but he really doesn't. Because when I was 23, 24, 25, tell me, marriage is our friend. No, marriage is about bedroom. But when you enter it, it's really about friendship. At the end of the day, when we calculate the 50 years of marriage, maybe you're married at 28. Unless you're married last 50 years, I want to assure you the sexual time in that 50 years will not exceed 2-3% of the 50 years, the time. 2-3%. So what's the whole 95% about? But you now want to build everything on the 2-3%. That's why people are having problems in marriage. They're having problems in marriage. They never built values. They never built values. So they go and make critical choices without values in place.
It's about shaking. Many will shake. Many. They smile. They will smile at you. I asked a girl in question to a girl in class many years ago, and she just gave me one lovely smile. I said, keep your smile to yourself and answer my question. Because I designed that smile. If somebody who knows doesn't know the answer and wants to checkmate me, I say, nah, lie, no be you. And there are plenty now who want to pass and don't want to read. The percentage is growing. They want to pass. They want the job. They want the promotion. But they don't want the duty. They say they have ammunition. A manager, we will deal with him. That's how the world operates now. And many people in church have been indoctrinated. Hey, you're a woman. Oh, you don't need all that. Your boss, she is a man. We'll plan for him. Don't worry. And people in church have been indoctrinated. I think I will stop. I have said enough. We can't say it all. God will keep helping us. Holy Ghost will talk to us. Holy Ghost will teach us. But important thing is, God will help us. Because more than the preaching is the help of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But be open-hearted to know what you are facing. And ask for His help. Amen. And God will see you through in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. That's not super. Super hand clap. Amen. Wait for Pastor Laolu. If you have questions, you can ask for a piece of paper, write down your question, give it to Brother Precious. We do not know. Pastor Laolu will talk later. We do not know if we'll meet next week because it's a day to election. And cool. But we will do MixLR. So even if we have excess questions, next week we'll pick it up on MixLR. Okay? We'll try as much as possible to answer all the questions that comes up today. So, Pierre, what's next?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Let's give him a clap offering. Okay, so You've heard it all. I mean, you could continue and not stop because it just keeps flowing like an ever-flowing stream. But now we'll pause and we'll let you, because you know people have questions. You know, you might be married. We have married people in our midst. You're single. We have singles in our midst. You're engaged. We have people that are engaged in our midst. And you have people on site and online. You have these questions burning in your heart, you know, with regards to what you have learned. Being a youth, the challenges, the questions you might have, you know, sexuality, what the word says, you know, the challenges that we're facing, you know, so we want people to ask questions, you know, so that we can actually answer, you know, a problem that is half told is half solved, you know, and it's important that we open up and we're transparent. And you know, the thing is, as you're writing down your question, and one core thing that I'm learning, you know, I've read it before I got married, and I'm learning even as a husband, is one major thing is transparency. You know, the Bible talks about Adam and Eve, that they were naked, you know, and they were not ashamed. You know, it's easy to read it, you know, but then when the practice comes and the rubber meets the road, you know that it's a practice and it's something that you need to know. That's what the prophet was talking about, values. You know, it's important that relationships are built on values. As an individual, do you have values yourself? You know, and before you enter into a relationship with another human being, are you ready to, you know, establish your values and communicate your values? Those things he said are very important. A home cannot be built on sex, you know, because that's just 2%, like he said. I mean, it's compared to friendship. You know, and when we talk about intimacy, we're talking about friendship and knowing each other and understanding each other. You know, the other things, you know, are by the side and by the way. And so these values, do you have values? And as an individual, do you have personal values and relationships built on values? You know, so let's hear the questions that we have and be prompt and quick about them.
Question. My question is, Prof said something about the waiting phase when the man sleeps. Okay, what does he do when he sleeps? That's the first one. The second one is, sir?
Don't worry.
Okay. Okay. The second one is, how do you know the one? Okay.
Every time in marriage talk with youth, the burning question is, how do you know the one? We are going to the end of the spectrum. Praise the Lord. When you sleep, what do? You sleep. Sleep is half dead. In short, sleep is dead, but just alive. Isn't it? Sleep is dead, but is alive. Praise the Lord. Sleep just means your opinion is buried. Your opinion is buried. And every young man, based on society, based on upbringing, you have some multiple opinions and they are not of God. A little maybe have a tinge of God in it. The way to really get the one that is God is to bury all. And when you bury all, only the one that is of God has the power to resurrect. That's the thing about us. You will come to that decision. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you an inner secret. At 25, 26, I had narrowed my choice to three people. That it has to be one out of these three. But later, you know how I overcame? I forgot about the three of them. I'm just telling you. I had to say, okay, it can actually be that. It can never be the three. So let me just take up my way and be neutral and just forget. At the end, it was one of the three. I think I only told Pastor Luby that story one day. The story is, it was 25, 26. Now I said the three. Based on what? Spiritual. Lovely. I've interacted with them. Nice people. And the other two, great friends till today. Their husbands, great. Praise the Lord. That's what I was talking about. That she's lovely, she's great, she's wonderful. She's not your wife. You have to accept that. Or you're that kind of person, once not my wife, then she's my enemy. You do not even know how to respect a female. If it's not your wife, then she's your enemy. No. That's some of the education that I would say we need. People in their pseudo-spirituality, once it's not my wife, then she's my enemy. They don't even know how to cordially relate and honor. So sleep is opinions buried. Praise the Lord. When that has happened, then it's easy to know the one. Amen. And for guardian's sake, we are here. When you start a story, and we know that story is a pure human story, there's no God there. We'll quickly tell you, trace yourself back. There's no God there. Or we'll tell you, calm down. And people have told to calm down. They came back later. They told us to forget what we told them, what they told us. They say there's somebody, this is that. I say, okay, calm down. Don't go to our place. Just chill off, pray. And then come back and say, oh, God, just forget that. Forget that person was a passing wind. Then we also forget it. Beam is buried. Nobody talks about it again. Praise the Lord. It's guidance. It's safety. God forbid that, and it happens, you drag what is not God to an engagement. Engagement is now going on 1 month, 2 months. They now believe, I think it's this one. Another person. After the two. You better be careful. That's why I said, if you are not careful, you disgrace yourself. You disgrace your pastor. Because when the problem comes, when they go and see Pastor Laul. Pastor Laul say, go and settle with the prof. What's my cause problem, Tom? But it can be safe. It can be safe. When you know you have to face. That's why we always warn someone, warn people. You want to jump, you met somebody, you like the person, and the next thing, the first thing now appear to me and say, you want to get married next month. I've not seen the person.
I don't know the person. And I'll tell you, you want to get married next month. You now have to go and ask Pastor Lalu. We have to go to Pastor G. Then we'll tell Mommy Sarah, and you want to marry next month. But we face it. We face it. We've not even seen the person. Who is the... she's not in church. So we don't even know the person. Calm down. Calm down. Marriage is God's will. Maybe the one you are talking about is just hormones. God has not even... It's just hormones reacting. Praise the Lord. You know, like I always tell you, today, you want to marry Bola. And you are so passionate that it's Bola, but next week you say it's Bosse. So that passion that you are using to talk last week, where was it from? There is now Bosse. Then why we are still asking that question? You now say, sir, it's actually Bukumi. So it happened. I understand that. I'll just say, calm down. See, there are two obvious things from what you've said. Two things are obvious. One, you are matured. And you are appreciating. I'm sure the boss said, Bola, they are nice girls. And cool. So it's your maturity talking. But the second thing that's also spoken is that you're not ripe for marriage. Those two things have come out from this, your action. One, you are matured. You appreciate lovely ladies. But two, you have also said it clearly that you are not ripe for marriage. You are not somebody that has the grace to commit. Then go and sleep. Go and sleep. Go and calm down. And don't destroy people's lives. Don't go and break out all over the place. Now putting Bola and Bosse against one another. It happens in the church. Start putting innocent ladies against each other. Two friends, now they can't talk to each other because you came in with your indecision. So calm down. Because we're a family. Say, calm, calm. And many times, Pastor Lawley is there to manage crisis. Pastor Lawley is there to manage crisis. Later I have to talk to this one. Later I have to talk to that other lady and try to mend their friendship. All because you came in with your vacillation. No, it's real. But if you have talked to us, we'll have told you, no. Just chill. Let's pray for a while. After church, don't go to any of them. Don't go to their houses. So don't start buying them gifts. Don't start sending text, suggestive text messages. You are looking for trouble. You hook your emotion into the ground. And your emotion is fixed. No, liberate yourself. Liberate yourself. Okay? So, I'm sure, Professor, I didn't come with a fast answer for you. But there's an answer in everything I've said. Calm down. Speak to people ahead of time if you feel it. So there are sometimes when you do self-judgment, there are things you not even tell us because you have judged yourself that it's a passing moment. But when you think it's a bit strong, then tell us. Some that are a bit strong, it's not really strong. One day there is the one that will be strong. All of us will know. We'll congratulate you. We'll envy you. But wow. See the person going, and we will warn you. Don't spoil this one, no. It's a great gift God has given you. Behave yourself. I told this one to behave himself. Wait, look up, sir. Tell him to behave himself. See what God has given you. Don't mess it up. Anybody, you can. If you are careless, you'll mess it up. Don't mess it up. Some people want this. So now it's your own. Take care of it.
Praise the Lord. Before we go to the next question, I think one thing I just want to say and add to what Prof said is, see, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. It's when you hear these kind of things, those scriptures now come to life, you know, come to life. And like there's a person that called me, you know, about this issue of marriage, you know, and by the time we interacted on phone, you know, he just said, because he had not come to the realm. You know, love can get you blind indeed. You know, and but God doesn't want that kind of love that will keep you blind and keep you deaf, you know, and keep you proud. You know, that you didn't want to hear this girl and all going out for it. You know, by the time you interacted, there were questions. I interact with the right guys. You know, it's better to interact with people that are older than you than interacting with your friends
you know, and your classmates and people without experience, you know, interact with spiritually experienced people. Don't be afraid. These things are not said so that you not say, I don't want to marry. No, that's not the point. The reason why you're hearing is so that I can marry the right person, you know, and I can go into a relationship that is going to be God's perfect will and lasting. At the beginning, Prof talked about Sarah. And while Prof was talking, it just dawned on me that, where is Sarah's husband? And because they were both in Zion City when it all happened. You know, and I just felt it's good for us to hear amongst ourselves, how did you sleep? You know, so while I was standing up to say, let me go and call him, the guy was already coming down to this place. I said, that's the Holy Spirit. You know, so those are practical things. How did you sleep, Okwe? You know, you're here. And just in 2-3 minutes, because I know that people have questions, how did you sleep?
Sleep. Okay. Oh, well, Pastor strike the chord, which he said in the midst of counselors, there is safety. really, I don't know what to say, because sometimes I don't want to use my story as a pattern for people. Because one thing I see about young people now is that Pastor said it initially is, why do you want to marry is the first question. It's what are you looking towards for marriage? Even I was scared of marriage initially. But when the time came, I knew that it was time, and I knew I needed someone who was going to help me in this journey. And then I had practically nothing, but I knew that a woman is someone who will bring you help. The Bible said, when you find a wife, you find a good thing. And so what I would say, like Pastor asked, how did I sleep? The thing is, I wasn't looking for a woman. Let me just put it that way. I wasn't just searching and looking, I need a woman, but there's a prayer I pray, and till now it has been a guide for us. Is the Lord orders our steps. The Lord establishes our thoughts. It means that consciously and unconsciously the Lord guides you. And before, I knew right from school, just friends. And Pastor has said it, your wife is your friend. If you marry for the wrong reason, you are done for. You are done for. So your wife is your friend. So we were just friends. And she kind of confessed to it. I had practically nothing about marriage. Like, there was nothing. No, to marry. This was not there at all. But along the line, one thing where I did was give it time. Because I knew everything in God is about time. So whenever you rush something, then you are making a mistake. So with time, everything become clear. And what I did was just give it enough time to be sure that this is who God wants me to marry. And I had, and I'm saying it emphatically, confirmations. Like I said, safety, confirmations. And I was sure, not just me because of the physical, the gravitas or something. Of course, we can't deny the fact. Yeah, good. Maybe behaviors. But I knew this is who God wants me to marry. And so when the time came, I was sure. Like, I was so sure. So one thing I would just say, it's a time factor. Now, whenever you just press into something, I think this person, give it time and pray. Give it time and pray. I've told people this. When you give it time, one thing will come and you will know that this is not the person. The true color of the person will come out. It will come out like it will come out. But the person cannot hide it. So what I did was just give it time, and I took my time to do my other things, and I told her to do your stuff, and then when it's time, in fact, she went to meet Pastor, and when she told me, I didn't know what I was, how would I face him? But the day he came and he called me, I was literally shaking down, what would I say, like, who was sending messages to myself? But then even that day, I was not fully ready. But then it was just like when Jesus was with his mother and they said, my time is not yet come. But that pushed him. It was like an impetus. And from there it started. Although I already knew over time. So what I would just say that my sleep was just a time factor. I gave it time and I prayed. I prayed. There were words, people that I just talked to, and we're close. We're friends. So that time, I already knew who she was. I knew what God wants me to do in her life. And she also confirmed with, you know, there were different confirmations. I don't want to go there. Like, I can show you diaries of different confirmations of what God has done. Thank you.
You know, so I believe you're cleaning. You know, like you said, history might not be a perfect pattern, but I mean, you're picking things. You know, when he says the prayer, patience, and witness, when you are sleeping, your eyes are closed, prayer. You know, patience, sleep takes time. You don't sleep 1 second, you sleep, and then you will wake up. You understand? You have sweet dreams. It will be sweet. Your sleep will be sweet. You don't have nightmares. You know, if you are having nightmares in that dream, you know that it is not the woman. You understand? So you step back and you sleep again. Prayer, patience, and witness. God bless you. Next question. If you are not bold enough to read question, how will you be bold enough to face the woman? Eh? Okay, so how a woman... okay, so that's the thing about writing. How a woman meant to know that some men are acting based on their hormones? Does this tip also apply to women?
Thank you very much. Let me just strike a quick quote from what Okwe said. Ladies, Ngozi, you can't sit there. Come here, come here. Come here. Now go to outer court. You are supposed to be in the thick of things. Uh-huh. God bless you with your husband in Jesus' name. I want... thank you. Ladies, when you have a guy who can't face pastor for you, be careful. He can't face pastor. He tells you, please. I want us to be quiet about this. Be very careful. Let's just keep it to ourselves. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. Okay? God blessed a woman with something. No matter how guys we try, we don't have it that much. It's called intuition. Sensitivity, instinct. But if you bring it to Bible terms, it's honesty. Praise the Lord. It's honesty. You can smell a guy from afar. He's coming. You can see his intentions. Because that is not your problem. Your problem is, let's get what we can get. But I will only lead him so far, and yet I will block him. Hello? I will lead him. But as I'm leading, I'll make sure he's dropping. He's dropping things. I need lace. I need this. A woman needs things. So he'll be dropping things, but you will not allow him to go more than this. But he'll be dropping regularly. Hello? So, you will know by the honesty of your heart, the witness God gave you. These guys, it's all about his emotions. Praise the Lord. But you, just like the guy too that I said, you have to have control. You solidify your honesty with prayer. Praise the Lord. Makes you tender hearted. But you must be honest about that thing. God is telling you this is yellow light. In short, it's already telling you it's red. It's flashing. Bah, bah, bah. It means you are in the danger zone. And yet, you still want him to drop small. Before you say you will go away. Be very careful. Many have entered trouble like that. Praise the Lord. And sleep happens to everybody. Rebecca, that's Isaac's wife, isn't it? When they came from Isaac, and they came for her, and the man says, if this is the person, my God, let him do this and do this and do that. Praise the Lord. Even when Rebecca saw Isaac, for he said, who is that? I said, it's my master. She covered her face. Amen. That's a lady also trying to make an inner check. That I hope everything is okay. Remember, the guy can like you, spend for you, boast about you, try to set you up with all the people to talk to you. Nothing starts until you say yes. Look at her. That's why the father explained. Excuse me. Did the lady say yes? There's nothing. You spent. Too bad. Nothing starts until the lady says yes. I'm not justifying that you should, I've told you, be careful. But your instinct, be honest. Amen. Be honest. And yet you yourself, when somebody comes, you pray about it because it is your yes that starts it. And thank God, many times, in the filter that has been missed, the guy says, this is the lady. Even people supporting that is the lady. Is that lady's, I'm not convinced, that helps us to do, that's where the will of God finally is checkmated. She just, what's happening? I just don't have peace about this thing. Praise the Lord. So that means a woman too should pray. A woman too should seek counsel. Should check things out. Because you are the final filter. Many times we hope we get it right. But sometimes even if we get it wrong, the last filter is the woman. And God gives that woman sensitivity. Praise the Lord. So please, you to pray. Uncle, ask them, how old is your next birthday? Say 22. Well, your time hasn't come, but you're already in your season. Be praying. You are where? Final year, 22. I don't think time has come yet, but your season is already. Season and time is not the same thing. Start to pray. Start to commit it into God's hands. Praise the Lord. Start to talk about the kind of man you want, the kind of home you want. Start to put it before God. Amen. Be spiritual about it. Don't think your answer only comes with the eyelid, the lip, and the attachment. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let me go there. Let me just go there. Very beautiful. Many times, if we remove the attachment, remove the powder, remove the lipstick, it doesn't look like what you are seeing, no. But remember, that without attachment, without the lipstick, without the powder, that's where you are going to see 80% of the time in your home. That's where you are going to see 80%. It's the outsiders that will be seeing the attachment and the powder, but when the thing is wrong, that it belongs to you. So you better like it like that first. And know that at the end, that's the real deal. The real deal is your own. It's outsiders that see it toned up. You are going, the real deal belongs to you. Praise the Lord. What are we talking about? That's why we say you can't choose it based on these factors only. You can't, based on these factors only. Many of that is too superficial. Marriage is deep. Marriage is deep. Amen. Definitely the woman should look beautiful. Definitely the woman should look gorgeous. But if that's the basis where you're going to choose a wife, you've used the wrong basis. Praise the Lord. Seek the word. Seek God. Seek direction. They now come and say, yes, this is bone of my bone. This is flesh of my flesh. So the woman should pray. Seek God. Because she's the last filter. Amen. And then you can always, God will always help you sense a guy. The ones with ulterior motive, you will know. You will know. And your prayers help you with that. Your honesty of heart. And sensitivity. And then immediately, you clear yourself off the road. Praise the Lord. Because the guy is sieving out candidates. Telling you are not that kind of candidate. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Prof. Just before
I read the next question. You know, story, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of, it's a very good question, of the story of Isaac, Abraham sending his servants, you know, and of course, Abraham is Abraham now, you know, and he sent his servant, and the servant prayed now, right? You know, but when he found Rebecca and he got to their house, Rebecca did something. She said, I'm going to take you home. And, you know, as ladies, truly the weaker vessels physically. So it tells me that a solution for the ladies is, one, you have to pray, but you also have to lean on strong individuals like your pastor and your parents, you know, covering that you can reach out to people that you can, there's a word, account to, accountability. And, you know, when the servants got to their house, they said, kya, let her park. I've known that this is the one. God has answered my prayers. And truly, God confirmed. But you know what Laban did? Even though Laban, we know him as, I saw that infirmity as now a strength. He said, no, you will hold on. You understand? So there's a place where, as a lady, you pray, and you walk that patience. You know, even if the person has prayed, they've seen God. God has spoken. Yeah, you have seen God, Abby, you will wait. That guy told them that you will wait. Whether I had an ulterior motive or not, it was essential that the waiting process takes place on both sides. Do you understand? So the servant waited. Even though what he prayed was exactly what Rebecca did. But on the other side, Rebecca's family made sure that the guy chilled and waited. And then they now blessed her. You understand what I'm saying? So, right on the other side, as the man has prayed, the woman to you too pray. You too, you will report to, because you're not as emotionally strong as a man, you know, and you can fall for their words, you know, and he can see visions, he can see dreams. It's not like that. You take him to people too that will test it. And one of the things that they will use is waiting while you are praying, you know, he will have to wait. And, you know, the guy waited. And he now went, finally confirmed, day to day, got the confirmation that truly is her that Isaac was supposed to marry. Okay, yeah, so it wasn't forceful. You know, so you see, we have to read between the lines and the stories. And when we patiently look at the scriptures, you don't read it in 5 seconds or 5 minutes. He did a 10 camel test, girl passed 10 camel tests, just like that. No. After that, they asked her, because you are going, no, we are not following you. You know, we're not going to marry with you. We're not going to be in your bedroom with you or in your house with you. You know, they told the guy to wait. And then when he waited, they asked her, are you willing? You know, so they go back and read those stories. You know, especially Isaac and Rebecca is a beautiful courtship story, you know, that will inspire you and give you a sense of how you build your relationship, you know, and God will help you in Jesus' name. Don't think the Bible is some old, archaic, not meant for 21st century go. That's a manufacturer's handbook. All right. So there's one more question here. How to survive advances from the opposite sex, especially the female. The female is the one in question now. Especially when they come in friendly manner.
Praise the Lord. You know, I think we said a man slaps and beats his wife. And I said, but trace the story back. It started from, I love you. Gifts. Take you out. That's where it started from. Okay? But I think it's just a continuation of the last question. One, you have advances. You ask yourself, is this guy for real? And you have many times have that sensitivity. There's a scripture we all don't obey. And that's the scripture that we have no choice than to obey. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. And I will direct your path. I was a student many years ago. In camp, the camp director top official started making advances on her in camp. And I'm sure for her, it's simple. This is a married man. So it's a non-starter. Engineered her posting.
You've not seen the man. Man get power, do as he like. Engineer at NYSC post, maybe to his office in the that you will serve with NYSC. And they will post that to the same building. Maybe at the end of the day, you'll be the one signing our lawi. These are real things that the female will face. Praise the Lord. It's the real world, though. The pseudo world is the one you just believe, oh, I'm a nice girl, and you're going to face the real world. Because that question is what advances. Later, it moves to threats and compulsive drives. You got to be strong. Be strong in the Lord. They that know their God. Some of these scriptures that look general, they will be strong. They will do exploits. I know a girl that had to change her course. What was saying? She changed her because this lecturer in that course said that you either say yes or you are done for. She left the course to another course. So I know there are real issues in this world. But as Christians, we have that ammunition. Prayer. And counsel. Prayer and counsel. We've had cases like that in the office. See this young woman, this guy is married. Come with his advances. And how does he come? I want to take you out. Oh, it's your birthday. I bought something small for you. You know that this wristwatch is worth about 150,000. And you want to collect that. And you know that there's nothing. And you want to collect it from him. You are putting yourself in danger. He's married. You already know his intentions. He wants a spare tire. And he comes with a 150,000. I think I'm hearing a chatter inside. I said, that's even small. No, I'm just trying to tell you, you know, God have mercy on me. Wristwatch, Dubai trip. Go and spend your birthday. So it's not, by this time, he's not even following you. He's just showing that he's nice. Just go spend your birthday in Dubai. And you want to take that. And you now say there's nothing. You are putting yourself in danger. Definitely, those kind of things, you won't come and tell Pastor Laolu that, Pastor Laolu, I got a gift, though. This guy, he's just a nice guy. Just a nice guy. Yeah, just a nice guy. He gave me a ticket, 150,000, Dubai, with a chain worth 150,000. In short, the receipt was attached to it. And I should just go to Dubai and come back. Be very careful. Destiny help us. Be very careful. There's a responsibility of womanhood. Once a woman, you're a target. Be careful. There are some people, you should not even smile when you are with them. You can greet them, but don't smile too much. People have told you their antecedents. You don't go to their office alone. That's why I say sometimes, education. We need to be educated because sometimes we super spiritualize everything and we act naive. We act naive. And there's a way you tell a man, back off me. You didn't shout, you didn't talk, but you made it clear that you are not interested. And then if he's pushing so far, then he needs people there are people you can report him to. And naturally, 70% of the nasty guys, once you've shown them you are not that type, they leave you alone. The real bad guys are not many. Everybody will make his own advance, but once you tell him, please, I'm not that type, you can go somewhere else, 70% will leave you alone. But I say, where do you find your own trouble? Where you want to welcome them a little. Let them drop things a little. Then later you can push them. You are looking for trouble for yourself. Because the way they've designed the world is that men walk around, women are in houses. That means women are protected, but men are the aggressors.
and your house should be the kind of house is locked. The guy will knock. That's the kind of person you are. They can't just barge into you. He will knock. Then you have a pigeonhole. You look. Just go back and sit down. So there are some people you don't open the door for at all. At all. You know where he's going. You know he's. You don't even open the door. No need of saying you are insulting him. You just don't open the door. So if he's sensible a bit, he knocked, he knocked, he knocked, he knocked, then he will go away. Then some, they are friends, uncle, but yet, when you open, you have this chain that holds the door. So you can only open a little and speak to him across. Because you gave him some level of regard. But it's not the one that will enter your room. But if he says, I have something for you, but let me enter and give you. And you yourself, you are naive. And because the way the system is designed, once he enters, he's in control. It's your room, but once he's in, all control, Adam to Satan, has been ceded to him. All control is now with him. So, but you're in control of the door. You speak. But strangely, they are not in the church, by the grace of God. Some ladies have broken their own door, removed the hinge, and they are outside saying, I dare here, Don't be like them, They exist. We shouldn't talk as if and do as if some things don't exist. It exists. But they are in control. One day your own real man will come. That can even that one first. He will first stay at the door. Then later you speak to him from a wire across the chain. Yes, so across the chain you speak, and then later, at his own time, he will come in. So it's easy to handle advances. Many times it is tougher when you to have ulterior motives. It's tougher when you have ulterior motives. But there's a way, like I told you, there's a way you respond. Just like seduction can be made with the eyelid, your no can be made clear with the eyelid. No. I'm sorry. No abusive words. No, nothing. But you just use your demeanor to tell him, not two of us. Not two of us. Uncle. I hope I've answered. Praise the Lord.
I just want to add that. The person puts in brackets female. Maybe it's a male that is asking this question. But I think it still goes ahead. I just want to add this. If you fall in the day of adversity, your strength is small. You know, one thing you should also know in the midst of all this, God is not allowing you to be tempted above what you're able to bear. I'm going to allow Sarah to talk because she was muttering something to her husband. I said she must say it on the housetop. You know, this married woman, they're experienced. You have to really humble yourself. But there's something that came to me. It's important that you really get into prayers. You understand? And build yourself up and build spiritual strength. Because there are going to be advances. And these challenges are going to come. And you see, that scripture just came. If you fail in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And so you need to build strength ahead of advances and ahead of the time. You know, because the strength that you will need sometimes is to run away, is to flee. Like Prof said, love is not rude. You're not going to be rude, but you have to be firm. And again, yes, this is what came to my mind. Some of you might be thinking, all this thing that Prof is saying, is Prof not pouring sand in my sugar, in my gari? You know, will I be able to marry with all these things that he's saying? You know, see, he's a straight and narrow way, and you have to have boundaries. You can't be like Prof gave the example of the girl that has removed the hinge, or the boy that has removed the hinge, and is all out. Are you desperate? See, you have to use prayer to quench some things personally. It's not just about the person. You can point a finger at the person, but four fingers are being pointed back to you. Yes, so as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. You know, Proverbs 11:22. Look, scriptures are the guidelines. We can read books, marriage counsel books, engagement books, but scriptures really help you. And accountability, coming to fellowship and hearing scriptures. Don't be afraid that it's time not going. I'm 22, I'm 23. That temptation will come. Advertise. He has come. If you miss this opportunity, that's how the devil talks. Desperation. Check out those things. Check those things out. Is it making me desperate? Is it making me fearful? Is it making me afraid that time is going? Is it making me afraid that this might be that one single opportunity? Where will I get this kind of crown jewel? This kind of guy? This kind of knight in a shining armor? See him spiritual. He prays. See him mental. See him physical. See his physique. You know, those things, you have to still check. You have to take your time to process. Once you're afraid that you will lose him, I don't think he's yours, man. Do you understand? If he is yours, God will bring him back. Especially if you're praying and you're also reaching out to people that are spiritually mature. If it is him, God will nudge them. That, is him. See, that's where accountability also comes in. Because, you see, we are growing and we're in a growth process. We have to come to the reality of that. Whether you've read marriage counsel books, it's not about that. You've watched or you listen to podcasts. It's not enough. You need relationship with people that will also tell you the truth. And you yourself, you need to be prayerful. You're not led by prophets. You're led by the Spirit of God upon, within, and also upon people. So that's where if you are humble, you know that the amount of two or three witnesses, the word of God is confirmed. Okay, I've gone once. I've gone twice. These people have said, no. I will still go again. These are things that are in the questions of minds of people. And they try. They seem to withdraw. You keep praying. You need to. That means that in your prayer, maybe you should include them in your prayers. God, they will not rest until they. You might not be able to use your mouth to say it in their sight. But you know, his prayer now. Darius didn't rest. You know, Esther's husband didn't rest. It's part of. You can add it. You understand? Like me, I pray that the president will not rest until this election go well. No, there are some prayers you need to pray. I'm not saying that you should curse me in your bedroom or it's not work. But, I mean, you are the one that knows where it's paining you. You can write down the prayer. It's scriptural. If it's not scriptural, it's not work. Let me just tell you ahead of time. It's true because it's not talisman. But the point is, you are the one that knows the part of your heart that it's paining you and the part of your mind that thing keeps pressing on you. And so, whatever seems to let you not come to me or come to prof or let us talk about or hinders accountability or hastens desperation or is like catalyst to fear, then you have to check it out. You have to be very, very careful. You have to check it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, that's where personal prayer comes in, where they make advances. The Holy Spirit will nudge you and will help you. And will strengthen you. You cannot handle it, then you reach out to people that are stronger. Those that can handle it too. Do you understand? Those things are powerful. They're spiritual forces. You know, it's like witchcraft. You know, the person might not even know, but you're just drawn to the person. And you might be in your vulnerable points and vulnerable times. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so you have to check. As I'm married, my wife is a help to me. In those areas, sometimes you remind me. You understand? Advances come even to married men and married women. So if it does that, even when you're married, how much more when you're unmarried and it's like open? And then those temptations, those voices come. Time and law. Opportunity money. Time is going. This opportunity, Yeah, he makes advances. Yeah, just calm down. Just chill. Don't be too firm. Don't be SU. Don't be fanatical. Those thoughts, be very careful. Can be the devil. Do you understand? He speaks to you even in your own voices. In your own voice. And so those whispers, you have to be very, no, I'll get back to you. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If it keeps coming, tell. And so this is another thing I want to say. I know a woman that kept getting advances even after she was married. And this thing that Prof is talking about, he just reminded me. The man said that he's going to take her to Dubai. She had to tell her husband. And he had to do something about it. I can tell you even about myself. And then Imao reminds me again. You see, because I never believed that these things could happen until a colleague told me once that the person's sister, the person telling me that somebody had actually given her sister TV. And so when she entered her sister's house, she saw TV and a host of furniture. And she asked her sister, "Where did you get all this?" And he said, "Well, the guy just gave me." He said, "Ah, no, I'm going to tell mommy and daddy. You're not married to the guy. You've already gotten flat screen TV." Not because she was jealous, but she knew, because she's married, she was sensitive to it, to pick it. But the girl was vulnerable and just felt, "Oh, it's a gift. Oh, we're just furnishing my house now. It's just, it looks so harmless." But now it's devilish destiny helper. Do you understand? He definitely knows what he wants. You know, where he's going. And by the time they've weakened you with gifts, his weakness, they've weakened the person with gifts, and then it comes, it's all yes, sir. Do you understand? It's all yes. Because what can you say? What can the lady say? She has taken the TV. So you have to be very wise and discreet. You have to be very sensitive and smart. You have to be very careful and not be careless. You understand? Because the enemy is very subtle, working through the minds of men and women. You know, and I think...
Praise God. I think I would just say that in all and all, like Prof said when he started, he said marriage is God's idea. It's not man's idea. So I asked myself, since it's God's idea, why then do you want to choose for yourself? Why not allow the owner of the idea, the creator of the idea, to be the one to choose for you? And one more thing I will say is that be honest with yourself. Even when you think, "Oh, I've gone far," just be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. You can deceive me, but you can't deceive yourself. If you know that you have that, there's something, everything looks cozy, everything looks good, but there's still something when you're about to sleep at night. You try to say, "Ah," and you're like, "Ah." You know that there's something else that is wrong. Don't say, "Ah, I've said yes, I've gone too far." You might find we make mistakes. That you took that step does not mean that you can't retrace your steps back. So, you now saying, just be honest with yourself and don't be too weak to make decisions, because that decision we either make or mar you. So if you are too weak to make that decision and you are saying, "I've gone too far, I can't say it's not like that again," even when you are sure that it is God, you still need to continue checking and be sure that nothing is dictating your thoughts to you. And that is why we need to guard our hearts with all diligence. That's what one needs at that point of decision making. When you guard your heart, you are very sure that you can hear God well. You are sure that it is Him. And even at that point that you think you are sure, because sometimes if our heart is not guarded, you think it's God's will and it's not God's will. It's something else that is guarding you, not God. So when you've made that mistake, don't be so weak to come back and say, "No, I made a mistake." Be bold, because that boldness will help you, and will in turn in future you'll be able to thank God and say, "I thank God I made that decision I make." You won't have any form of regret. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And so maybe I can end with that story of that girl. After her sister told her that and said, "I'm going to report to daddy and mommy on this matter," the girl returned to the TV. So when you've made a mistake, you can retrace your steps. If he doesn't want to go, you say, "Bag, bag, 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 take your sister with you. That TV, you know, collect your TV." No, you know, because you need to, these things happen. You know, it's I never thought of it, but when I was told. I said, yeah, so these things happen. And the girl had eaten the thing. So, you know, you have to be very sensitive and wise, and also have strengths of people that can advise you. I think that's one major thing we need to take out of this thing, and not be afraid. I know people have had challenges. Maybe you've come over and over to, you've gotten one kind of answer that just seems repetitive. No. It's as if your will is being, your Rehoboth is coming. You understand? I mean, looks like, I mean, it was Pastor Kenneth Copeland's son-in-law that said that, and he said, dig another well. Keep digging in the place of prayer. And as you're advancing in that place of prayer, God will be revealing more things that you should add to your prayers. You know, they poured sand in their well. When you got to the point, the Philistine, he kept digging. It's not easy, but I know he kept digging. He kept digging. It takes persistence and perseverance. You know, I'm not saying that it's that easy, but that character, God is building something in you. Because you probably need it in the marriage, you know. And so at the end, they got Rehoboth. God has made room for me. You understand? So the same Eli that looked, that spoke harshly to Hannah, was the same one that blessed her at the end. You know, so let's learn this thing and encourage ourselves, you know, in the concerned issue of marriage and relationship. Well, start praying, start sleeping, be patient. There's hope. Be accountable to people. You know, even if it keeps looking as if, oh, I'm getting an answer that is not convenient with me, keep praying. You know, keep being persistent. Don't run away. You know, pray for them also. Pray for me. You understand? Pray for Prof. Pray for us. You know, as you do that, a blessing is going to come. Nobody can stand against your blessing. Nobody can stand against the issue of marriage in your life, your blessing in your home, the blessing of marriage. You know, as we have rejoiced with many in Zion City Fellowship, we're going to rejoice with you also. As God makes all things beautiful in His time, there's going to be a pure, beautiful, white wedding, you know, glorious wedding in the exalted name of Jesus. All right, God has done it in times past. He's going to do it again, you know, and by His mercy and grace, God will help us to keep ourselves pure. You know, and His kingdom will come and His will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Any other question? We can take one more before we leave. You know, I know we spent some time or contribution or experience. Don't send me WhatsApp or ask now. Okay. Okay. A short one, a quick short one.
Praise God. Saz and Maz and everyone, thank you so, so, so much for all the wise words. I just want to say this to, really, in actual sense, everything has actually been said. But when Pastor Lalu said, contributions, I've been checking, should I, but literally everything has been said. But I just want to, re-emphasize for all of us, the young people, they have it already. It's us that we need help. We need help. So Pastor Libby taught us something, that take an hour every week when you pray in the spirit concerning the issue of life partner. You don't have to be desperate. He told us that you don't have to be desperate. 1 hour is okay. You don't have to start doing 7 days dry. So 1 hour is okay. So consistently, you may not hear anything, but like Pastor has taught us, the prayers have been stored. And Pastor has taught, he gave us a teaching one time about capturing God's thoughts. When you speak in the spirit and pray in the spirit, Bible says that, it says, one, you are speaking into the air. It says you are speaking mysteries. So it's like you are releasing words into the air. You don't understand it, but you'll be amazed when you read your Bible, your random Bible reading. I'm talking from personal experience as well. You'll be amazed when you pick your random Bible reading. It's not marriage scripture. You'll be amazed what God will tell you. And then just note it down. It may not make sense. Just note it down. Note it down. These are because the Bible says, call unto me. I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. You don't know the person. The person may be your childhood friend. The person may be someone you've never met. You don't know, but God knows, and we can trust His decision. So what we have to do is pray. whatever you believe God is telling you, it may be scriptures, it may just be words, note it down and keep on praying. Keep on praying. If you have an impression about someone, pray. And then, very, very importantly, for both ladies and males, though, don't say, Shebi's the man that is supposed to come to me. If you have an impression, and you just want to submit to someone, you have Prof and Pastor Lalu, and I can tell you, they're amazing people. I'm not saying it because they are here. Go and meet them. Sir, I remember there was a time I don't know if Daddy remembers, I told him about someone, and he counseled, because that time I was still very young, and of course, it was not the person. So he counseled me and everything, and the thing fizzled out. But, you know, we have to be real, and sometimes you can't help yourself. So let's always be open to those that are stronger than. Sometimes your mates can help you. There are some things you should not tell your friends. So let's make sure that we have that good relationship with those that are in authority over us. And before you know it, things become clearer and clearer and clearer. And that one person, God has his ways. He knows how to write different love stories. He knows his way is going to bring the person to you or you to the person. So basically, just keep on praying. Then apart from the issue of marriage, let's continually build friendship with the Holy Spirit, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Like Brother Okwe was saying, that he guides you, order your steps, he guides us continually. Most of us are in school. How did you know the course you are supposed to do? How did you know the cloth you are supposed to wear today? Impressions, then of course, counsel. So the little things, don't make that beans now. Don't make it now. Little things like that. You never can tell. So let's cultivate. Sometimes we make mistakes. Yes, in small things. So sometimes we make mistakes. And it's very important for us to have that. Don't be arrogant. I made a terrible mistake about the choice of life partner at some point. But God in his mercy delivered me. Don't have the mentality. No matter how spiritual you are, you can make mistake. If the Lord Jesus himself could have fallen. That's why those three temptations were valid. If he could not fall, they were not temptations. So let's always have the mentality that I'm not all in all. I have a tendency to make a mistake. That's why I need, like they said, a multitude of counselors. And God, I'm very, very sure that God will help us. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So I just want to say a few things to reinforce what has been said. The importance of praying about this aspect of your life. I was 16 when an uncle in church told me to start praying. And at that age, I was like, why? I have years to go before this is going to happen. You know, but he made it a point to, like, every Sunday he'll see me and say, did you pray this week? Did you pray this week? Did you pray? So, you know, when I got tired of saying no and getting reprimanded, you know, I just started praying. So I think I'll pay once a week for it, you know. And it was going to be 11 years later before I got married. But, you know, there was that background of prayer, you know. And to the glory of God, I was blessed with an amazing man. Yeah. And then the aspect of sleeping and resting. So I think it was in my final year, many of the girls in my class were either engaged to marry or in serious relationships. And, you know, and then after we left school, I think the first 2 or 3 years, most of them had married. You know, and so you go for these events and everybody's asking you, how far, how far? In fact, my classmates who were guys felt I had I had unrealistic standards, you know. They'll say test the waters, stuff like that, you know. And I'm thankful my parents never put pressure on me, you know. I'm very thankful for that because, you know, it's around that time when you go to your wedding and your auntie's like, you know, you know, and that can be pressure, you know. But and then it started seeping in. But, you know, I think I got to a point where I just told myself that, God helped me realize this, that this is a phase of your life that once it's over, it's over. You'll never ever be single again. You know, and there's some things that you can't do after being single that you have the opportunity to do while you're still single. You know, so I just determined that, you know, I had a list, you know, of things I wanted my husband to be and to have you know. So I'd pray, you know, of course there were scriptures I was praying around, and, you know, but, you know, I told myself, you want a man who is all that, but are you all that too? You know, so I just, you know, I just decided that I'm going to enjoy this time of singlehood. I'm going to let God work on me and, you know, smoothen out all the rough edges, make me more like him, and, you know, just rest. So that, I'll say that was my own period of sleep. And it was when I got to that point, it wasn't, I don't think it was up to a year before. I mean, I had known him since we were little, but, and then we were friends, you know, but it was like a year, not up to a year after I got to that point of, you know, just saying I was going to rest and just got to just handle that part of my life, that we started talking and, you know, things took off from there. You know, so, well, that's my person. Of course, our stories will vary from person to person. There are no two identical stories. But, you know, the principle of praying, you know, and then resting, because like Sarah said, you're not the person who instituted a marriage, you know, and as much as you want a beautiful married life and all of that, God wants even more for you than you could ever imagine or ask or think. So it just makes sense to just let him take control. You know, just leave it to him, and you will not be disappointed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, love. We appreciate you.
Can you clap for that? Thank you, love. We'll pray. But there's just something, it looks like a tangent, but it's just been on my mind. Let me just drop it. You know, it's the principle of give and it shall be given unto you. Praise the Lord. There's a lady in this church, and I know we can always do addition and subtraction. So, but let me just say as it is. She has two senior sisters who are not yet engaged, but she is my friend. One day I told her, I said, she's also mid-20s. I said, are you praying for your sisters? Because when you do that, you are praying for yourself. Praise the Lord. You're praying, pray for your sisters. So you're doing that. You also do your own prayers, too, but learn to also share the love rather than embrace in jealousy. You pray for your sister, your sisters. Doing that, you're praying for yourself. And you're all here with sisters. Yes, I said sisters. No, they are already like this. No, it's going to come. One person will come first. Hardly will two just come bam like that. It can happen, I'm just saying. But one will come first. It may be for you, it may be for that. You are happy with the other person. You pray. Because these are how society have choked us up. And now start to sour our relationship and everything. And let's learn it from now. Pray for one another. Particularly, you are even siblings. You have a tight friend. You are engaged, she's not engaged. And you are just happy for yourself. Lend a helping hand of prayer. And it's your friend that going to engage her. Be happy for her. And pray that the union will go well. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes these are the tests where many of us missed it. Amen. No, these are principles of God. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pastor always said the problem is that we always relate all those things to money. No, it's not all money. Praise the Lord. So, and you will reap back. It's not all money. Praise the Lord. I thought about it. Say it. Amen. Pray. It's a weapon we also have to help us. Pray for one another. Amen. release one another. Be happy for one another. Thank God for one another. In doing that, you are opening doors for yourself. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's bow in prayers. God has helped us today. Let's first thank Him. The veil is being broken. Hypocrisy. Super spirituality. Legalism. But what has He provided us? Lack of understanding. So let's thank God for what you have heard. Truth. God has helped us. Tell the devil clearly, in this part of relationship, marriage, you are not alone. Don't let anybody deceive you that you are on your own. You are not on your own. God is with you. God is with you. God is not planning for you to fall in marriage. God is not looking for at marriage that will catch you. Those are all the things the devil tells us. God is in it with you. He said, and He brought Eve to Adam. He brought the woman to Adam. And God directed Abraham's servant to Rebekah. God is in it with us. So He will guide you. He will direct you. He that believeth does not make haste. Calm down. God is in control. The things that are committed into His hands, He's able to keep them. Stop doing the maths yourself. You really don't have the answers. You really don't have the answers. And it is that same commitment to God that you drill yourself through in courtship. That's how you are going to carry it in the wings of marriage. Still committing things to God, putting everything before God's hands. It's your life. But it's a glorious life. That's what God has called you to. He's called us out of darkness to a marvelous relationship with His dear Son, in which your own relationship with the opposite sex is taken care of. From the beginning, He made them male and female. It was His idea. Marriage is honorable in all. In all. Acts 24. Ananias told Saul, "The God of our fathers have chosen you that you may know His will." The first thing God called us, chose us, that we may know His will, including this. Let's round up our prayer by saying, God, I want Your will. The greatest thing in all my life is loving You. The greatest thing in all my life is loving You. I want to love You more. I want to love You more. The greatest thing, my God, in all my life is loving You. One more time. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing You. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing You. I want to know You more. I
want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Our Father and our God, most excellent, most glorious, most divine, the creator of heavens and earth. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Thank you, because from the beginning you have made them male and female. Marriage, you say, is honorable in all. But the most important thing is our relationship with you. And in you, we'll have all things settled. Help us to take our root deep in you. Let us to cultivate a relationship with you. Relationship with the Holy Spirit. Build up our relationship with you. That in our relationship with others, it is guided by you. Dictated by you. So at the end of the day, in the marriage part, we have only your will. To the praise and glory of your name. We commit this aspect of our relationship with you and with others into your hands. Take absolute control and let your name be glorified. Rababa Shanka teke brebekiski, merebekesoko pradoska tabariba kaki dereski, jikoto breneska te prebebekisi brodoska, moroba sapa pambrododo sente geredes, merebesuske te brebegigi, morobe sapa pustoko bredoska. Merebe seke brebe kisu brodo shendele, merebe saka brobo shake, merebe kisu brobo koski, rede tsuska de brebe kisu, mandrebe kasteria. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you.